Mel, you've got Pumpkin Glow coming up on Friday night and Saturday. Is this an annual event?
This is a new event for us. We have never done this one before, and so we're very excited. We are going to have hundreds of pumpkins that are carved on display, and so that it's going to be a good event for kids because it's nothing spooky. And so that's a good draw. You know, there are a lot of things out there that you just don't want to bring the little ones to. This one's safe. It will be over at Russ Nature Reserve, which is our newest park off of Kemp Road in Beaver Creek. Friday evening, we will have Glen Helen Raptor Center bringing out live owls for a presentation. Both nights, though, you'll get to see the pumpkins. We will have a pumpkin slingshot where you can try and hit some targets with the pumpkins. You can guess the pumpkin weight. There will be Halloween selfies and all sorts of fun things for this event. It's going to be a great one for the family.
You've got lots of pumpkins around, and plenty of people help carving them up today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have lots of volunteers. Unison volunteers are over here giving us a hand, and it is just coming together. They are working like crazy, and these pumpkins are so fun.
Well, great. It sounds like a fun event, and people can get information on your website
on
about
our website.
That.
Mm-hmm. GCParksTrails, one word, .com. It is a free event. We do accept donations, but there is no charge. So please come out, bring the family. This will be a neat thing to do.
And you've got a terrific event coming up November 4th that will actually let people really engage with history. It's a tour of the Underground Railroad at Indian Reserve.
Yes, Indian Mound Reserve is just outside of Cedarville off of 42, and we have good reason to believe that the Underground Railroad actually passed through that park. It has some really cool natural features like rocky cliffs and things like that, and it follows a river, and that would have been a natural path for the slaves. But we do know that that area was populated by a lot of folks who came up from the south because they were against slavery. So there were some ministers that brought up their congregations. Also, Wilberforce University, which is still, you know, in existence today, was an African-American college, the very first owned by African-Americans in the whole country. So there's lots of folks in that area that definitely would have helped any slaves that were coming through.
So you mentioned that it was a likely path along the Underground Railroad.
Well, we know that 42, as it passed through that area, was actually called Columbus Pike back in the day. And following the rivers and going along ridges and stony outcrops, that would have been maybe a little safer than just traveling on the road where you'd be a little bit more exposed. And we do know that there were several stops in the area. There were at least 7 stations in Wilberforce. Locally in Greene County, there were at least 31 people that are known to have helped on the Underground Railroad. 19 of them were black and 12 were white. A lot of times people think of the abolitionists and conductors as all being white, but there are actually a lot of blacks who helped out as well.
So this is an exciting chance for people to walk along the path. Tell us what's going to take place on November 4th. You're going to be doing a bit of theater?
Yeah, it's not just a program where you come and, you know, hear a presentation or see someone in costume, you know, acting as first person. You actually get to engage and become part of this. It's like a play. The participants are going to portray slaves, and they will be going out after dark by lantern light through the woods. So just that in itself is kind of an adventure, but you'll meet characters along the way that will help you along the Underground Railroad and kind of teach you a little bit of the history of it in Greene County as you go.
I just talked to someone this morning when I told them what I was going to do with this interview, and they said they actually went through a similar program in school, and it has stayed with them their whole lives.
Yeah, that may have been. I actually have a little bit of background. I worked at a place called Camp Joy, and I know they, to this day, do that very program, and I fell in love with it. I thought that was a neat thing and kind of brought a similar experience, although different. This one is focusing more on Greene County and how it, you know, really was central in this area. There were 4 routes that went through Greene County alone. And so it kind of brings it closer to residents in this particular area.
Tell us how people can get involved. Is there a registration process?
Yes, you can get registration information and actually register online on our website, gcparkstrails.com. We are allowing children this time. We have done a similar program in the past and made it just adults. And when I worked at Camp Joy, we were doing this with fifth graders. And I thought, you know, kids, they would get as much out of this. And it's important for them as well. So if you are fifth grade or older, you are welcome to join us. We think it's a little too intense for anyone younger than that.
Mel Grosvenor with Green County Parks and Trails, thanks so much. And good luck with the event.
Oh, you're welcome. We're really excited about it. This is going to be a lot of fun.